लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। Behind the scenes? Oh yes. Exclusive insights? Absolutely. Eccentric characters? You bet. So, pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So, welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals. And now, let's talk. Hello and welcome to my podcast, Let's Talk About Verticals. Today I have another actor. Finally, it took a while. But yeah, some people are worth to wait. So I have him finally in my podcast. I'm very happy about that. And I'm saying hello to Aaron Oberst. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, Aaron, let me tell you, we have three options. We can talk from professor to professor. We can talk from chef to chef. We can talk from actress to actor. Which part do you want to do first?
Let's do all three. And well, we were just talking about professors, and I'm interested that you're a professor. So let's do that.
Yeah, but I'm a real professor.
I know.
You know, so real.
There was a time when I was thinking about becoming a real professor.
For what?
Because I was a physics major before I dropped out to do acting.
Physics? Really?
Yeah. Physics, and then I was planning to minor in mathematics, and then I mean, I thought about minoring in other stuff, and then realized that was just too much of a workload.
Are you a nerd?
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah. Although, oddly enough, when I dropped out to do acting, like as I started exploring the artistic side of myself and like the emotional side and doing everything from like the other side of my brain, pretty much that analytical side of me just kind of like moved aside.
Step back.
So like now, like I used to be able to do my labs were pristine. I, you know, did everything on graph paper. I was very just like, you know, putting everything in a row. Everything was perfect. And then now I'm all over the place. It's
I can
wild.
Tell you, you told me before like, that your granddad is from Germany. I can tell you where they come from. We Germans are so structured and organized. I'm sure this stuff is from your German roots.
And that's a huge part of my personality. So like, I like to tap into it at certain times, but I've noticed, you know, to talk about the actor part, like jumping from project to project, because these verticals shoot very quickly. They shoot a lot of, there's a lot of them. My mind, plus I have kids now. So like I'm married, I have kids. My brain is, scattered in like a great way. But once I started activating the other side of my brain and getting more into like emotions and the artistic side, that whole structured analytical side didn't fall off. I mean, I can still access it, but it's like not quite there the way it was for sure.
Physics, okay. Huh.
I know. Yeah, okay. Wow.
Yeah, it's the same. Some people ask me, "Are you really studied business informatics?" One, yeah, I studied informatics as a woman. Yeah, that happened. No, but I can tell you, I watched Verticals, or I started watching Verticals in summer 2023, and I've watched more than 1,500 so far, I think.
Whoa, dude, nice. That's so many. That's amazing.
That happens if you are nearly watching for 3 years now.
I mean, it's the same with me, like watching shows and stuff. I mean, I watch a lot of anime. I've seen hundreds of animes.
You know, if I only watch one vertical per day, that's 30 per month. That's
right,
365 per year.
Right.
But there are some
you're looking
days
at over
I watch
1,000
more
in 3
than...
years. Yeah.
So
easy.
But I never liked, not only yours, the professor ones, because it was so
Weird. Every time when I'm entering the class, I was so, no, not really happening what they did in the verticals. No
No,
chance.
no
No,
chance. Yeah.
no,
No, there's no
never
way.
ever.
That's the thing. Yeah, that's the thing about all the verticals in general. Like most of the time, it's like there's where have you ever heard of a virgin auction anywhere? I mean, I've never heard of that. Maybe somewhere random that it shouldn't be there, but these the things that happen in these verticals don't exist in real life.
No, and I was so okay. If I, my students are actually around about 19,
Okay.
and when I walk, I had last week lecturing on Wednesday, and when I see that there is a new type of professor, and there were a lot in last year, I was
Yeah,
so
and there's going to be some coming out this year too. I just did. I think I
really.
have, yeah, like I have, oh, hold on. I think I have four unreleased projects, and two of them are professor ones.
But you already did three or four ones, did haven't you?
Yeah, I think the professor ones are probably like 30 to 40% of my work portfolio, if
Why?
I'm being,
Are
yeah,
you
probably like
such an
30.
authority person or
I
what?
don't know. I did that first one and it went viral on Reelshort. And then after that, people just like hit me up to cast me in them. And I'm very fortunate that people hit me up for a lot of random stuff. So like the
You had a
next one
lot
that I'm
of
doing.
dominant roles.
Yeah, that's kind of where it's been. And I'm curious to see what happens because it's not that I'm very thankful for it and I love what I do. But I would like to, and I mean, like I said, it's really like 30 to 40% of my work, but I would like to pivot and start doing a little bit more wholesome stuff.
To be
Whoa.
honest, the latest one, what was the correctly named, with Douglas Jung in it, The Billionaire's Obsession.
Oh yeah, Billionaire's
I
Obsession.
that was Can I tell you that open honest, that was the first role of yours I really liked, because
Oh, rad.
I don't like this so much dominant stuff.
I'm gonna be completely honest. I don't either. If I'm being totally honest, it's like I'll do it. Like part of it is I'm married, I have kids, I have a family, so like I go for the guarantee if people are hiring and
Yeah, sure. You
make my
have to
life
make the
easier and they're
money. You have
reaching
to.
out. I'm like,
Yeah,
yeah, sure,
true.
let's do it. But yeah, lately I've been having the same thought because I'm kind of turning into daddy, and I'm like I don't hate it, but it's not exactly like my favorite brand of myself, if that makes sense.
It
I do like
totally
being
makes
able to play
sense.
different characters and stuff, but there's other things that
A
I'd
lot
like to
of
be
roles I
doing.
saw you were simply, I can say that it's my podcast, an asshole.
Yeah,
Sorry.
no, straight up. Like I did, I remember Office Girl, which was on Drama Pops.
Yeah.
I remember when we shot it, me and Tess were like, dude, why do you like my character? Like he's such an asshole. Like why?
It's the same with Yes Chef. He's
Yeah,
also
like
an asshole.
why? I mean, he's talented, I guess, as a chef, but like, which I do cook. My grandmother was the best cook I've ever known. And I learned from her. She was absolutely amazing. So I cook quite a bit. I'm a very good cook. My cousin is an actual chef. He's the head, what is he? What is he now? He's the top guy at a restaurant, but he's not the owner. He's like the executive chef.
No. I published a cookbook.
Did you really? Oh, no way.
Yeah, as a business informatics, you have to do
That's awesome.
something.
I think I'm gonna have to get it then.
A German food.
Ah, I
You
love
can go
German food.
back
That's what
to
I
the
grew up on.
roots.
I grew up on sauerkraut and spare ribs and potato
Come on,
pancakes
do
and
you think that
pierogies and
spare ribs are German food?
no, but the sauerkraut, pierogies, my grandmother, well, my grandpa was very, very much into
Here
it.
in the South, we have some regional, really good German food.
Rouladen.
Yeah,
Oh,
exactly. Goulash.
goulash, yeah. Yeah, there's a few German restaurants that we used to go to that
Maultaschen.
are like
Here
super old.
in the South, I'm living in total in the South, near to, I have 1 hour to Switzerland and to Austria and stuff.
Oh, wow.
And yeah.
That's
And
awesome.
Here we have a plate that is called Maultaschen. It's like it's with pasta dough and it's filled with calf meat and vegetables and stuff. It's
Oh, that
really
sounds great.
traditional. It's
I would love
really.
that.
I created a burger out of it and cooked it in a TV show. I was invited in a few TV shows to cook for two star chefs. And you have to create something out of the ingredients you have been showed. And then I created a burger out of it
Nice.
with waffles as bread waffles as a burger bun.
Oh, that sounds awesome. That sounds
Yeah.
like a lot of places here do that with fried chicken. It'll be like a fried chicken sandwich with waffles. It's wild.
No, so now I can send you over. I'm actually translating this cookbook into to English, but
Oh, rad.
can you German? No. Does someone
I
in your
took 3 years
family?
of German in high school. I can somewhat understand it and I can somewhat read it, but I do not speak it by any means.
No, but I can send you over the digital file of my cookbook, and the thing you don't understand, you can translate it with ChatGPT or
Yeah, like
whatever.
I can especially if it's a recipe, like I can understand pretty much
Okay, I will send you the book
what you're putting
over.
in there.
No prob. No, but to be honest, I saw an interview of you with I think it was, what is it called, Talented Universe on YouTube. I saw
I
that
remember that.
one because I was cu and I watched this one because I was curious if Mr. Aaron Oberst is such an asshole in private life like he is in his roles. But that was an interview where you convinced me that you have more than this shit
Oh, dude,
personality.
yeah. Those roles are actually extremely opposite my personality.
But I only
My
saw you in
base
this one.
personality. What?
But I only saw you in these roles at
I
that
know.
time. There
Yeah.
was
I
every
don't know.
vertical which dropped with you was a dominant Aaron. Sometimes as a chef, sometimes as a professor, sometimes as a office boss,
Pretty much. Yeah. I even
as a
did,
BDSM guy and whatever. So every time really
I did a
dominant.
villain. Well, he wasn't really a villain. He was still a lead, but he was like the husband that the wife is like trying to get away from, like a gun runner. Yeah, it's pretty much the same, a similar guy in different like circumstances. And it's
I think that's
I mean, a lot of
why
it has
I
to do with
liked
the
it.
scripts too, because you can only do so
Yeah.
much with the words that you're supposed to say. You
Yeah,
know, so
true.
if they write me to say certain things, it's like, well, I gotta say those things, so
No, but I think that's why I like the Billionaire's Heirs Obsession. That was so different.
Rad.
That was
Yeah.
so different and so good. That was
Oh, I'm
really
so glad
good.
you thought so. Yeah, I had a great time shooting that one. That one was fun.
The cast was
But
also really good.
which one?
The cast on this.
Oh yeah. Oh, Doug is wonderful. Chantel was wonderful. Everybody was great. Kate was great. I'm blanking on a couple other people because I'm thinking Monique was in a different one that I did playing my mom, or maybe
How
she was
many
in another.
verticals have you done so far? Do you
I
know
don't
that?
remember. If we're including just like random day player and supporting roles, like when I first started out, it's like somewhere in like the 40s or close to 50. But then if it's just leads, I think I'm like mid to late 20s, something like that, like 25, 26,
When did
27.
you
I don't
enter
know.
the space?
I did my very first one in November of 2023. And then I did my very first lead in June of 2024. And then September
What
of
was your
24.
first lead? Do you know that?
Yeah, it was called a Feeling the Burn. It's on that one, not an asshole. He's a personal trainer. That one's on, what's it called now? It's called Candy Jar.
A German platform.
A candy jar? Yeah, because it used to be a Galatea or a Gal, yeah. So that one's on Candy Jar. That one's called Feeling the Burn. That was like not an asshole at all. He was
I'm
a
sure I've
personal
seen
trainer.
that, but I'm so bad at memorizing the titles, to be
Oh
honest,
yeah.
because
Don't even worry about it.
most of them are something with heiress, CEO, billionaire, pregnant,
Totally.
or
Yeah.
surrogate.
Yes, surrogate. Yeah, I've done quite a few professors, quite a few CEOs, but I've been very fortunate too that I've been able to do a bunch of these other random different characters too.
Which characters you preferred?
Which
From
one?
that, which characters did you like from the characters you already did?
I enjoyed my Yes Chef role because they put tattoos on me and I got to and they gave me an Airbnb and I requested a kitchen. So that whole time I was cooking all my meals.
Okay.
And like when you have tattoos on, like I don't have any tattoos on my body. So when I had them on, I just was constantly reminded that I was being this guy. So it was really fun to kind of just like full dive into that. Other than that one, I mean, a lot of it has to do with traveling and like where I've been. I loved working in Lithuania, but those were all pretty dominant characters as well. I don't know. My favorite's probably been the chef one for sure. And then I did a, like I said, I did it wasn't a mafia one. He was a gun runner, so he was a like an arms dealer. Last year, that was also very fun. The mafia ones are fun because, like, I can be like I'm still the asshole, but it's like they're fun because I can do things very differently. I can do things really slowly when it's like just normal conversation, and then I can become explosive when it's like action, like the stunt stuff, or if I'm doing anything violent. So it's fun to play like the opposite sides of the spectrum for that. The way I look at all these verticals, they're all just training, really. I look at it all as like an acting gym. And so, like you said, I've been playing a lot of assholes, and I'm looking to start expanding into other stuff because that particular character style. That asshole character style, the dominant character, isn't necessarily my personality at all.
But a lot of
So
people surely think that.
I'm sure they do.
Because you played this role so great, you know what I mean?
I mean, I appreciate
You
that. Yeah.
convince everyone that you are really this type of character. So.
Yeah, I guess that's true. That's my job. Yeah. But yeah, so it would be nice to do like other stuff.
Lovey-dovey husband or what? What would you prefer to play?
Lovey-dovey husband works. I'd love to do like a father-daughter thing because I have daughters. That would be really fun. Just stuff that's like a little more kind of wholesome and
Hero,
Hallmark
man.
like.
Hero.
Yeah, I love playing the anti-hero. It's very fun. I did a mafia one that hasn't come out yet where like I start off pretty much as the villain and kind of remain the villain the whole time, but then I become like the villain that like saves the girl. So
Ooh.
yeah, that one was very fun to do. Also very opposite my personality. And then I did one for we did like a almost like a Knives Out vertical with like an ensemble cast on Shorticle a couple months ago. That one just came out a few weeks ago. That character was wild. Still an asshole. Yeah, I guess I play a lot of assholes. That's fun. That's great. Yeah. Yeah, so I think that might be where my head, because lately I've been kind of not unhappy necessarily, but more just like yeah, I feel like I've been doing the same very similar stuff like over and over again, and I would like to branch out and start doing other things, and I think that's a good way to put it. Yeah, I've been playing assholes. I'd like to not play. I'd like to play a nice guy sometime. Sounds great.
Or an asshole in a genre which lately dropped, for example, the pirate one. There, an asshole
Yeah.
makes sense, you know? Or in a
Yeah, totally.
western, in the Wild West,
Yeah, totally.
with some
I would
duels and stuff.
100% do a Western. I actually just did a professor one, not released yet, with a Southern accent.
Professor
And
for what?
he was a piano per piano music.
Can you play the piano?
Yeah.
Really?
Well,
Oh,
I
that's
played when I
great.
was a kid, so like I don't play on the regular, so I have to practice and then do the thing.
No, because sometimes when you say you love to cook, and that's what exactly I saw in the Yes Chef, but there were so many verticals, cooking verticals, where the lead doesn't even know how to use the knife properly. And I was so, are you kidding me? No, simply
And
no.
to piggyback on that, I will say the worst part of my cooking are my knife skills. I will say that. My knife skills are not the greatest. Like the
Yeah,
I
but
mean I'm okay,
you
but
know how to use a knife.
for sure. But
It's the
like
same with the
I'm
sports
similar.
verticals. You saw lately a bunch of sports verticals, football, hockey, whatever. And when you see that the lead is on the ice, kind of insecure, and then the story is that he's an ice hockey champion.
Yeah,
No.
and oddly enough, I played pretty much every sport except for tennis, hockey, and lacrosse. Those are the ones that I didn't really have access to those. And so I did a hockey vertical and did not really know how to play hockey. So I learned how to ice skate for 2 weeks and went like real hard. Like by the end of that 2 weeks, I could hockey stop and do the whole thing. And so like when I shot that, I found out that playing hockey and being able to ice skate are completely different things. Completely. And so like I'm stoked they ended up using my footage because I did, like I full commit, like I went hard. I actually ended up splitting my chin open on the ice during that shoot. Yeah, it was
You have a
stupid.
scar now, or what?
I do. I don't know if you can see it because it's really like it was only a few
Oh
stitches.
yeah, I see it. I see
Yeah, it was four stitches and one of them came out, so it was really just three stitches. But yeah, like I'm not good at hockey. And then I was very excited. Like certain guys like Seth Edin played hockey, Tyler Scherer played
Taylor
hockey.
Shera, that was really great. But you saw
Oh.
exactly from the second he entered the ice, he knows what he's
Yeah,
doing.
he knows exactly what he's doing. And
So fast, like
hockey's
he
one of
was
those sports.
skating, and
Yeah. And it was so funny. I was talking to him. He told me he's like, yeah, I played hockey, but I didn't play anything else. And I was like, bro, I played everything else, but I never played hockey. Hockey's hard, man. Hockey's hard to fake. I gotta be honest. But I'm waiting for like I played baseball. Baseball was my main sport. I played everything like basketball, football. I ran track, volleyball, golf. I'd love to do a swimming and or diving vertical. That'd be very fun. But yeah, baseball was my sport. So I'm kind of waiting for a baseball one.
I
I was a
think
pitcher.
baseball was the only way you really saw playing them.
Yeah.
One.
That I can sell easy. I used to be able to throw 90 miles an hour as a pitcher.
Ooh.
Although for you, that's kilometers. I don't know exactly what that would be like. Would that be like one? Once.
No, I think
No.
I saw one baseball where they
Two.
actually were playing baseball in the vertical. The rest were dressed like a baseball one, but
Yeah, they do that a lot. Yeah.
talking
I'm ex
around
I'm
it, you
excited
know?
for this vertical space because it's like it's we're in the in infant stages of it. And so like yeah, we're doing these like soap operas and we're telling these like romantic stories and stuff. But as the medium evolves, like I'm curious to see what other genres come up and how the actual cinema of it all evolves to
You
become
have to watch the recent Pirate Vertical with Nick Ritacco and Emma Reinagle in it, which was directed and produced by Dylan Vogts. It's really nearly cinematic style.
Sounds
So
great.
good. So
Yeah.
good. Really
Love
good.
that.
But
What platform is it for?
iDrama.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And Scotty Mullen wrote it.
Okay.
And they had a really big ship, and they had one shooting day on the sea outside.
Yeah, that
And
sounds
it's so
great.
good. It's so good. They had dungeon also and a castle. So the
Wow.
locations were really, really great for the storyline. And I did an episode with Amy Kazaza. She was the head of hair, makeup, and special effects. And they had so great costumes, I can tell you, and sword fights in it, and
Yeah.
that's really good. That's
Love
really good.
that.
No, that's, and it's a total different storyline. On Pirate Vertical, you cannot do this whole shitty banquet scene stuff. Nope. No hospital scenes, no this whole beating up till miscarriage stuff, and so.
Dude, yeah, I'm so I like I specifically have been turning like that's one thing about the whole asshole side of what I've been doing is I get offers for stuff that's way too much. I mean, I just had somebody hit me up the other day and it was basically like the first scene was pretty close to rape. I mean, like, and I'm just like, what?
Why?
Why are we,
Yeah.
who wants to watch this? Like, I don't, I mean, in Asia, I guess certain things, especially like violence towards women, like gets clicks or whatever, but I'm not, I'm very much not into it, man.
And it's getting more and more worse because the
Yeah, and
first
it's
verticals I saw, and I assume you did back in 2024. The first storylines, for example, all this breaking the ice where Seth Dean and Nicole Maddox were in, or my first vertical I watched was The Double Life of My Billionaire Husband with Jared Harper. And so
yeah.
in these storylines, they were all big hits, had
Yeah.
a bunch of clicks. You never saw so much violence in these verticals. So no platform can tell me we need the shock value to hook the audience. No
Dude,
beep way. No
no, there's
way.
no way.
There were so many
Yeah.
storylines who showed that they don't need this bunch of violence, raping, kidnapping, abusing also against child,
Yeah.
a child in
No, I know.
verticals.
I did one last year that was, I didn't love it. It was that one that I said I was like kind of more like the villain husband, but still the lead. And my mistress and I had a son, and I'm not giving her enough attention, my character or whatever. So she takes a bat to my son's leg and breaks his leg and puts him in the hospital. And I was like, whoa, this is wild. And then like my character had a bit of violence toward her, like the first time my character like ever hit like a woman in a vertical. But I was like, okay, well, she just broke my son's leg. Like,
Yeah, a bit disciplining.
that's a little bit of a, but again, like, why do we need that? Why does that need to be in the story? Like, why do we have to do those storylines? Like I said, I just turned down an offer for one that was extremely violent
Yeah,
and
and as you said, it
overtly
started right from
coercive.
the first episode.
Yeah,
And
no,
then you
first
can be
episode
assured
was.
that it's the whole 60 episodes
Yeah,
with this
first
shit.
episode was me was my character whipping this girl that he bought because he like her dad is in debt or something. I don't know. And I was just like, dude, there's no way. Like I'm not, no, I'm sorry. And I just did a project like a few weeks ago where they wanted like this. Unfortunately, I hadn't really like read the script when I signed on, which is very stupid of me. And so they wanted my character to basically like force himself on his wife, you know, which is like, I don't know. And I was like, no, dude, we're not doing this. Like, that's not like, no, I don't.
Yeah.
We don't have to do this for the story. And even that scene specifically, like I told the plot, I was very vocal about it the entire shoot that they had the scene, that scene specifically that I'm describing, it was as if they took it from a different vertical and put it in just for the shock value. 'Cause the
So it
rest of
does,
the
it
story,
wasn't needed for the storyline.
no, not
Yeah.
like it actually was at odds with a number of other things that happened in the story. And I told them, like, we had a full hour discussion about it when we were about to shoot it. And I was like, hey guys, I don't want to do this. Like, this doesn't make sense for the story in any
Yeah,
capacity. And they're
yeah.
like, well, the client wants it. And I was like, well, the client's wrong. Sorry. Like, we're gonna do this, but the client's wrong. Like, this doesn't make any sense for the story. Like, the things that we both said, like both me and my co-star said, were at complete odds with other scenes that we had already shot for the rest of the show. And I was like,
Yeah,
dude, this is.
that's it. Mostly, there are some shows. I'm doing every month a monthly recap with the five big review ladies. We are
Yeah.
doing, and we are talking about all the stuff that dropped in the actual month before. And then we are talking about actor, actress of the month, side role of the month, which was the app of the month for us. Also, the chemistry of the month. And also, we had always a category called the crap of the month, which was a really shit stuff for the audience. But we are not talking only about that was shit. We are talking about why it doesn't work for the audience. And when we started, or when I started this monthly recaps, a lot of the people, also from the industry, heard about it, listened to it. And the last monthly recap dropped yesterday, no, on Sunday. And it had in the first 14 hours 1,300 downloads. So I know that a lot of people are curious what the audience are thinking about it, but we are talking really open, honest, and it's exactly that what you are saying. We are talking always about how many verticals have you watched this month and how many you dropped off. How many did you didn't finish and why? And for example, I didn't finish last month 11 because the storyline was so
So
shit.
bad.
Even a great
So bad.
cast cannot rescue a
Oh,
shit storyline,
there's
you
only
know?
so much you can do when they're putting the words in your mouth and you're in the scenario. I mean, it's like,
And lately there were so many verticals from the big straight from the beginning, even before you hit the paywall, they were so overloaded with all this typical vertical trope shit.
I think,
You cannot get till the paywall, even.
And I think a lot of that has to do with just a complete difference in culture, because all these verticals are born in Asia for the most part. Like all these companies are mostly from either China or somewhere in Asia, and so they have the shock value, and they have like the abuse towards women, and they have all these random things that are like in the Western world would either never happen or suddenly the police are involved. Like they just wouldn't, they don't make sense in Western culture in any capacity. And so that's kind of where I'm extremely curious about how
Can you
this
read that?
medium. Nice.
That's a lecture I'm giving at the university,
Oh,
Intercultural
no way.
Differences.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, so I'm
So I
curious
know
to see.
exactly what you're talking
Yeah,
about.
I'm yeah, you I mean, you know way more than I do about it, for
No,
sure.
but you're totally right. You're so
Yeah, and
right.
so like I'm curious to see where this medium goes as the audience evolves to not just include Asia, because we've seen that the format, the like, scrolling, clicking to the next episode, like the pay structure, all that kind of stuff, it works on like a human level. And I'm curious to see how it's all going to evolve as Western audiences kind of start getting into the format,
Yeah, you
just
know,
in general.
that's why I for example really like it when the actors or Western people start to write on their own scripts. Because then you can be more assured that it's more real, okay, if we can talk about realistic in verticals, but you know what I mean, it's more down to earth
Totally.
stories for
It's
our culture than it
not a
is.
virgin auction. It's not a random weird banquet gala scene. It's not all this crazy, like, I'm gonna throw flour on you as a bully, or I'm just gonna hit you and make you bleed. Like, the bullying in and of itself, because I have done a decent amount of these professor ones, like the bullying stuff that happens at school, those kids are expelled immediately. They're gone. They are no longer on campus. They are out. Sorry, dude.
True, true.
And
And
there's
for
cameras all over the place. So like
true,
it's not like you're going to
and
miss it.
no parent can be a big donor because mostly of universities are or even here in Germany, all the universities are belongs to the state,
Yeah,
so
they're
it's state
subsidized
financed
by the government
and
in some
not
capacity.
donor financed so that
No.
your daddy
Yeah,
can no.
and you can't just have a donor just be like, yeah, I'm going to buy this gymnasium. Now you have to put my kid in, and my
No.
kid can do whatever they want to anybody. They can
No.
physically assault them, and it's going to be fine. Like, that's not a thing.
No, that's why I don't really like this type of stories. We have so much themes in real life that could be so good used as verticals. I was, for example, totally wondering why there were only, I think it was four or five verticals, where the storyline was about online dating. They don't know each other, and then they do online dating. They were writing each other a few times, but they met also in personal life and didn't know that, you know. So that's
Yeah.
more the down to earth story everyone can
Totally. Oh,
identify
absolutely.
with, because I would say 80% is using any dating platform to get to know each other. And
Yeah.
there is not always a CEO billionaire with 20 billions needed, you know
There's
what I
never
mean?
a CEO billion. There's never.
No.
Never. Those
Or
guys already have kids and families, and if they don't, they are not doing what these verticals are saying.
they
Like,
are not this handsome superhero.
you seen Bill Gates lately?
Yeah.
No.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Or
That guy
Elon Musk.
has
Elon
no
Musk.
business talking about
No.
health to anybody. I'm so sorry, but like
Look
Bill Gates,
at the
get out of
all
the
the
health
big
space.
CEO. They are not even such as young as in the verticals,
No, they're older, dude. Like,
nor
to become a
handsome
billionaire,
like
it
that
takes a lot.
time. Yeah.
Unless you inherited it and you're like a crown prince or something, like,
But then
dude,
you
and
are
even
not
and
with
then
22 a CEO who's running a total group and the richest man in the city. No.
it's wild. Yeah, but so as the medium evolves and as audiences as the Western audience comes to these verticals, I'm curious to see how they evolve because there are a lot of bigger studios getting involved as well
Yeah,
that are like
yeah.
American, European, all that kind of stuff.
I think the European market will grow in 2026 because right at the moment verticals are not so common here to
No,
watch.
same in the US. They're not, it's not that
I
big.
think the market has a huge potential left, but you
Oh, totally.
know, for example, what I really would love to see is, as I said, more down to earth stories. For example, the series Scrubs, a hospital series, went so well everywhere on the earth. Why you
Yeah.
cannot do like Scrubs in a hospital? You know, you do not even have to every time use the miscarriage super critical situation. Why not
No, not at all.
showing a work day in a hospital with some side stories in it? I think
Yeah,
the
and
people could more
it
identify
can have
with.
more elements like comedy and some drama and some romance, but it can be
Oh, come
like
on, drama. We have so much drama in the private
so much
life.
drama. I want to do some comedy. Comedy sounds awesome. Or like some even more serious, like let's do some sci-fi. Like I'm a huge sci-fi guy. Like
I
I'd
know.
love to do other stuff.
I want to ask you one thing. I
Oh
know,
God.
I assume because of your stories that you are a Star Wars fan.
Nah, not at all.
The nerdy? No. When I saw this, I was so, because for example, Douglas Jung was so shocked when I told him that I've never seen Star Wars.
Oh, no way. Good
And
for you.
Douglas
That means you get to have the experience for the first time. Nobody gets that.
and Douglas said to me, "Are you kidding me?" And I said, "No, sorry." And he said, "You have to watch this now." But I haven't watched it so far.
It's my favorite. Well, I don't know about that. I've read The Lord of the Rings like three times, like the
I've never
books, and
seen
I've
that
watched the movies like
also.
a million times.
I've never seen that also, and I have
Oh
never
my
seen
gosh.
Game of Thrones.
I read the books. Although, wait, I didn't read all the books. I read the first three books and I got into the fourth book and then I was like, dude, I'm not reading this. I don't like none of these characters are even any. I spent three books getting used to characters and then the
Yeah.
fourth book he introduced like so many people that didn't matter. Like I was like, dude, I can't get through this. It was similar. I got very into French literature, or not even French literature. I got very into Alexandre Dumas and reading his stuff, and then I switched over to Victor Hugo and I tried to read Les Misérables, and that is at least for me personally, that was kind of a difficult read. I didn't even finish it.
Les Misérables, I saw a few times in the theater.
So good. I love the musical. The musical is wonderful. But yeah, the book, there's an entire chapter on Waterloo that was just difficult for
It's a
me to get
big,
through.
hard stuff to read. It is,
Yeah,
yeah.
and it's not like I don't like that stuff. Like Alexandre Dumas, The Count of Monte Cristo is one of my favorite books.
I had, when I was at the gymnasium here in Germany, you have to pick in the last 2 years to it's called Leistungskurs. That means your main courses you're doing. Which counted, I think it was double in the Abitur in the examinations. And I had German for that. And then we had to read all these hard lectures about Goethe, Schiller, Dumont, stuff like that. So I went through that 2 years. And for me, it was much, yeah. And I played a lot of theater also. And playing in the theater, I really like these stories, but reading it was so hard, so hard.
Yeah,
And
it's a
I
different thing.
often was looked for kind of movies or something because it was for me total easier to watch to get into the story than reading it. It was
Yeah,
so
totally. Well, even when they when a lot of those big books, like I know specifically The Count of Monte Cristo was it was released weekly. Like he was doing basically that was
Yeah, the first
it was a
vertical.
book vertical. Like they're just
That
throwing
would
out
be a great
episodes.
period piece to shoot. Come
Oh, that'd be
on.
so wonderful because there's so many twists and turns and so much drama and
Yeah,
so many
or
tertiary
Goethe's
characters.
Faust.
Oh yeah, I mean there'd be like adaptations of these things or even just fully shooting them would be absolutely wonderful. Pride and Prejudice would be a great vertical. Like
True, true.
there's so many things other than, surrogate situations and virgin auctions and forced abortions and a complete female violence. Like it's we could do better stuff. I think. I think
Or
we can.
like Marie Antoinette. There is also
Oh.
the women weak, but a bit powerful, you know?
Oh yeah, very. That'd be awesome. And there's a lot of great stories like that. I just saw this is a pirate vertical I would like to see. In history, there was a woman who was a noble woman, and I think it was the French government or somebody killed her husband. So she bought a fleet of ships and became a pirate and started decimating their navy. And just for spite. And it's one of the coolest things I've ever read. And it's like it literally happened in history. Like, why aren't we doing that vertical? Because if you want a powerful female, like that's the story we want to be telling.
I want to have a powerful female, but because in 95% the woman is always weak and have to get hooked up so that she can move in with him, get pregnant, and then she is financially
Yeah.
safe. That's
These
shit.
verticals are the opposite of where, like, because like Hollywood has been going female protagonists completely, men are weak and men are shitheads, which, these verticals are still kind of doing for the most part. I mean, me, I've been playing assholes this whole time. But then the female, like the lead is like it's so illogical how kind of stupid that they make these girls. It's wild. Like it blows my
And
mind.
when you see that they are married, mostly the husband cheats,
Yeah.
mostly. And if there is any problem, you never see that they work together as a team to
No.
solve.
No, and
Never
I did
ever.
one that's unreleased yet. I did this mafia one where the first iterations of the script were a significantly better ending for the female character. Like her dreams were fulfilled, right? And then by the end, by the final draft of this script, instead of it tying into the very beginning and fulfilling her dreams at the end, they completely scrubbed, like the beginning might as well never have happened. And she is now married and queen of the mafia or whatever. And it's just like, dude, what? Why? I mean, I was very vocal about that too. I told them, but it's like you're doing such a disservice to literally everybody watching this.
Yeah, because
Unless they're in Asia specifically and they're watching, in English or whatever on subtitles, and it's a whole different, it's a totally different culture situation.
Yeah, and you know what I always think about it when I'm looking at from the audience side, I think, let's say the audience starts maybe at round about 20 years old, something like that. And what I don't like in verticals is it's so easy to get an abortion if you're pregnant. They never use protection. Oh, you're pregnant. Oh, you're pregnant. Oh, you're pregnant. That's so, it
I know.
doesn't matter if you
The
get pregnant because you
leads
can
get
get an
drugged.
abortion. It's so easy. You know what I mean?
The
And
leads get drugged and then they hook up and something happened.
that is so, when I'm thinking, come on, you have to be a bit of role model in how life works, which means backing up each other if someone in the partnership has a problem, to try to solve together. No, instead of that, you got cheated. Okay, my life is a vertical. I had a brain surgery, got cheated in that time. I had the whole bunch with memory loss, really, but in real life. And when I see this in a vertical, if it would have happened to me in real life, I would say, come on, who thinks about this shit ongoing? That's so unrealistic. So, okay, but in my life it happened. So it's not so unrealistic. But I think always, come on, you have to show how it should have been done right in that situation and not giving people the thoughts. It's so easy, I can get an abortion, doesn't matter. And also, by the way, triggering people who wants to have children in a way with this whole bunch of stuff, miscarriage, abortions and stuff like that, without any trigger warning, even in the vertical. That's the thing
Oh yeah, I know.
I don't
The
like.
shock value is wild. They just pull out all the stops. I mean, I unfortunately signed on to something recently that I hadn't read, and there's just a lot of that in there. And I was so unhappy the entire time I was shooting it. It was wild. So I'm going to be much more adamant moving forward on what I sign on to, because
Yeah, but
I don't like
as you
that kind of
said,
thing.
I'm hoping for better storylines because I have the feel. For example, in March, they dropped really good storylines. We were all in the recap, so what the heck, what happened? It works to
Well,
get better storylines.
there are it is evolving, and it is evolving relatively quickly. The releases, like, it takes a few months, right? So like,
Yeah.
I have the earliest show that I have, I shot at the beginning of February, hasn't come out yet. And then, like, I did something beginning of March, hasn't come out yet. And so, like, everything's kind of like a few months behind, but I have noticed that a lot of other like more Western writers and Western production companies and all of that are getting into the space. So I hope and I think it's going to start changing the types of stories, the way that things are being told.
That's why
And
I'm hoping that this pirate, there were two pirate verticals dropping between
nice.
3 weeks, and I hoped that they will hit really good, that we see more kind of storylines. But to be honest, mostly the good shows were released on the smaller platforms, Drama Pops, Candy Jar, My Drama, because these platforms are always willing to take a risk for a type of new storylines. For example, what Reelshort lately published, you cannot watch. You cannot watch. They publish 6, 7 shows per week, but so less in quality. So less in quality. I haven't had a membership on Reelshort, I think, for more than 8 months now, because the
Wow, no
quality
way.
is simply shit.
Interesting.
But the thing why Reelshort still works with these stories is the new audience which comes in And RealShot had such a great marketing team. I'm doing also some fan talks for this podcast, and 99% you are asking, how did you get into this vertical space? They are all telling you that it was an advertising from a RealShot show somewhere on TikTok, Facebook, or Instagram. And then the first platform they get in contact is RealShot. Then they purchase their yearly membership. So then you are addicted 1 year to RealShot. And after that, you start to realize, okay, there are more than 200 platforms out there. Maybe I can check out what shows are on the other platforms. And for example, all the shows on Candy Jar are based on books. So the storylines is
Candy
always
jar.
better.
Candy jar is wonderful. So like I've been fortunate, very fortunate to work with Drama Pops quite a bit. And I like the way that Drama Pops shoots their stuff. It's a little more cinematic. And Candy jar is the only other platform that I've seen that shoots things that is a little more cinematic. Everybody else likes the very bright lighting and
You have to
very
check the
wide.
My Drama stuff. That's really
Yeah, I've
good.
seen some MyDrama stuff too, for sure.
That's really good. All European,
But
sure.
again, yeah, MyDrama's in Ukraine, Drama Pops is in Turkey, and Candy Jar's in Germany. So
So
that's again the
what
Western,
does that tell you?
the Western
That we
world.
Europeans are so good, yeah?
Yeah, well, Lithuania is one of my the team that's in Lithuania is one of my favorite
It's
teams
also
ever.
Drama Pops, right? Yeah, Lithuania is also
They did
Drama
Drama
Pops.
Pops and MyDrama. But I think they moved from
Yeah.
MyDrama to Drama Pops, and then they've been working with other platforms now.
I saw recently that there were a lot of shootings in Poland.
I saw that. There's some
But I don't know which
Poland
platform
stuff.
for,
I
to
don't
be
remember
honest.
either. I think it might have been a new one. A friend of mine was telling me that somebody hit them up from Poland, but I don't remember knowing the platform. But yeah, they're popping up all over the place because they are lucrative. Like, it's kind of we're kind of seeing like a gold rush toward these things just because of the amount of content you need to like each of these platforms. Like you said, Real Shorts releasing six or seven every week. Like that's one a day. And these other platforms, in order to keep up, are trying to do a similar
They
amount of
have more than
content.
200 platforms.
Exactly.
I cannot keep up watching,
No.
even if I want to, all
No,
the
no way.
shows that drops in a week. Sorry, but I have to work also. And the whole problem with this bunch of platforms also, it's really expensive to watch
Oh
because
yeah,
you
'cause you
have
got to do the
everywhere.
membership on each one.
You know
That's crazy.
what the membership is in
Yeah, it's like
price?
20 bucks for a week. It's nuts. That's I can't
Candy
afford it.
Jar, the yearly membership is 70 euros.
Oh, that's not bad. And Candy
And
Jar has really good, they have really good content too.
Drama Pops is the yearly membership. I got offered 100 euros. It's also fine, but real short, you pay 230 bucks for a yearly membership.
Wow. That's a lot.
That's
That's wild.
yeah.
Wild.
We
Well,
will see. I have one question before I will ask you 5 question quickie. It's
sure.
more, when you look back to the first vertical you shot and to the latest one, what has changed in your acting skills and in your personal skills?
Well, I've definitely gotten more comfortable. Half the time, I don't know when the camera's rolling. Just because I'm trying to be more in the moment than anything else. So comfortability, huge for sure. I mean, just nitty gritty, just memorization. I mean, we're doing 10 to 15 pages a day.
Do you have a trick for
And
memorization? How do you memorize your text?
yeah, well, it depends. I mean, I just did a shoot in China that was wild. I was memorizing each scene right before we were shooting it because I didn't have time. Yeah, like
Okay.
one of the days I did an 18-hour day with a 6-hour turnaround, but there was a commute in between there, so I really only got like 4 hours at my hotel and then a 19-hour day right after that. And at that point, like you don't have time to prepare in any capacity. Like I didn't even read the sides that night for the next day because I was like, I need to sleep. And so, like 2 years ago, I would never have been able to do that. And like, I went into each scene with my lines pretty much fully integrated. And so, and even on a normal shoot, you have a 12-hour turnaround and I'm memorizing my stuff every night. But it's basically like, I mean, it's, I think it's a Meisner thing. I just say it over and over again until I got it in my body and I don't really have to think about my mouth making the sounds and then I'm good. And I basically memorize it to the point where it's like, I can do it one time through. Doesn't have to be perfect. And I'm like, all right, sweet. I'm going to go to sleep and then I'll figure out the rest of it tomorrow. And a lot of times I get it fully down in the rehearsal, which is, because then you're in the space. We only get to rehearse. Sometimes we don't even rehearse a scene.
Yeah,
You
I
just
heard
jump right
about
into
it,
it.
yeah.
Yeah, my memorization has skyrocketed just in and of itself. And then other than that, it's really just comfortability, being able to like not worry about the camera or the new energy that's coming through when the cameras are rolling and there's a 30 other people watching you, because I think that's the biggest thing, the amount of pressure when you're in the pocket doing the thing, cameras are rolling, bunch of people are watching you, and you have this one page monologue. That's something you can't, I mean, you can train for that like in acting class, kind of, in front of like a live audience and do like theater and stuff, but there's no substitute for experience, I would say. You can learn all you can theoretically. And it's very, I mean, highly recommend acting classes, getting emotionally available, learning how to listen and stuff. And then that's the other thing too, these move so quickly. It's kind of like helped me learn a ton about improv, a ton about listening, making it like we go so fast and you want to make it as real as humanly possible. So your commitment level from the first second has to be at 100%. There's no like, oh yeah, we're going to ease into the scene and figure stuff out. It's like, nah, dude, we're going straight into it. This is what we're doing. This is how we got to do it. And then also being completely flexible, because it's, I can't tell you how many times it's written in a way where, I mean, because he's a romantic, it's like he pushes her up against a wall, or like they're up against the desk, or they're up against this or that, or like there's something in the set that has to happen. And then we get on set and that's not in the room. There is no wall. There is no desk. There is no chair. Like none of that's happening. And we're like, okay, well, now we got to choreograph this in a completely different space. So got to be flexible with that. And then also just taking direction, because a decent amount of the time, these platforms want something that is so counterintuitive to you as an actor, to you as a human. Like you're doing something that is so outlandish that you're like, this would never happen this way. And you just kind of have to like turn that part of your brain off and just do it, basically, because that's what you were hired to do. And my perspective has definitely shifted with these two, because I've been very fortunate to do like over 30 of these in a either lead or main supporting capacity, so you're doing a lot of work. And these are like, I don't know, I'm not totally sure where I was going with that. They're just, there's a lot to be learned in such a short amount of time. I mean, in 2 years to do 30, the equivalent of 30, feature films in length, that's a lot of experience. And then finding your own way to navigate that emotionally, and then to get out of that emotionally and to get into another one emotionally, is like totally different. Like the ability to jump into a character and then shed that character and then pick up another character within like a week is a completely different situation. And something that I love, but I've been finding lately that as an actor and as a human, you have to be very kind to yourself, because sometimes you pick up stuff. Like my last character, I hated completely hated. And it was probably one of the worst experiences of my life, to be honest. I should have read the script before signing on. For sure.
Lessons
But like
learned,
my
I
character
think.
was, was going through, my character would be going through like an emotional breakdown every day. Like, and so if my character's breaking down every day and, they need me to cry on cue every day and they need me to go to these dark emotional places every day, after a while, you start carrying that stuff with you.
I know.
And so
The body
it
doesn't know
takes.
when it's acting and when it's real life. The brain
Right,
cannot.
exactly. And the things that you say about yourself, even if you're talking about as another character, like sometimes you end up taking that on.
How
And
easy is
so
it for
being.
you when you come home to switch back to the private Aaron, husband and dad,
It takes a
and let
while.
go of the role?
This last one was very difficult for me to do that just because of the nature of who the character was and where I was and
Okay.
all of that. It usually takes about a week, but it
Hmm.
depends too. Like if I do a lead professor role, because I've done quite a few of them, or even a lead asshole role, it's a little bit easier because I've done so many of them. Like I've already gotten in and out of that, so it's the pathway to get in and out is a lot easier.
Yeah.
When I do roles like my last one, where it was like basically the husband who's been treating his wife like absolute dog shit, because he thinks that she, did something terrible, but she actually didn't, and then he's, crashing out and going through panic attacks and having an emotional breakdown every single day. It's like it felt toward the end, it felt like I was abusing myself emotionally, basically. And as we know, these verticals are quite outlandish, quite dramatic, and they want the shock value, things that wouldn't normally happen in real life. And the things that do happen in these verticals would make any normal person kind of go crazy, like they would go pretty insane with a lot of these things that are happening. And so I'm learning, I'm in the process of learning how to be kind to myself when I play characters that are so opposite me and go through such like high emotional circumstances, and learning how to navigate that in a kind way to myself, because it's really easy to just kind of I mean, it depends on who you are. I'm a person in my acting. I tend to feel everything. I tend to be in it for the whole thing. And I like that because it's like I said, I look at these as a gym. I want to train for like the big stuff, whenever that opportunity hits, I want to be able to just do what I've been doing instead of being like, oh my God, finally I can do the thing. And so when you do feel everything and when you do wear it all and take it all on, shedding it becomes a different thing. But then also you start realizing that you're having thoughts that aren't your own anymore. They're either your characters or they're coming from a nefarious other place. And so navigating out of that and being kind to yourself in those circumstances is I think a huge learning curve for me, because as an actor, I never really realized the emotional, like you think about feature films and stuff, and you think about like, yeah, you're doing a feature film or two a year or something as like a big mainstream actor, and you're like, yeah, I really want to jump in and dive into the emotionality of that and like live in that space. And you don't really realize if you're playing a character that's suicidal and you really jump into that space, you are going to have suicidal thoughts during and after. And that's not something that everybody talks about or even thinks about. Because you just want to bright lights. I just want to do the thing, And so as somebody who tends to feel everything on like an actual internal level, stuff like that isn't exactly healthy or good. And so you have to learn to be kind to yourself and realize like, okay, these thoughts aren't mine. They're my characters. I can let them go. They're not me. This isn't who I am. And then when you're coming out of something like that, you have to find anchors. I mean, it took me a second. I was having panic attacks after this last shoot, just from the character that I was being, because he was doing that stuff and I was having a really hard time with everything. And so finally my wife was like, dude, you got to go to Muay Thai. And I've been doing Muay Thai for a number of years, and So I went and I sparred with some guys and I got punched in the face and I punched other dudes in the face. And as a man, I know it sounds completely foreign to a lot of people, but like I felt so much better afterwards. Like just being myself and being in a combat place, being in the moment and like, you know, having real consequences in the moment and being like, oh, this is a part of who I am. And then, you know, a couple of days later, I went surfing and I've been surfing for a really long time and like, just kind of finding ways back to myself instead of this person that I put on that I forgot who he is and who I am. Because sometimes your mind and your emotions just really
I
take you
know.
with them.
I know.
And so
I
it's been
know.
interesting. It's been interesting. But yeah, I've learned a lot. So much. I've learned so
What
much.
would
And just
have be a
even
plan B? What was your dream job as a child?
there is no, this is my dream job as a child. Actually, my dream job as a child was to be a pro baseball player. And then
Okay.
I got, like I said, I was a pitcher. I was throwing like 90 miles an hour plus when I was a teenager. And then I got hurt and that dream was gone. And so it took me a long time to figure out, acting, figure out that this is something that I want to do, but there is no plan B. I don't have another plan. The plan is to make money and invest it in real estate, and that's it. That's like,
Sounds not so bad. No,
no,
I.
not bad, not bad in the slightest. But as far as like a career path, this is the only thing that I have. I'm gonna spend my 20s
I will
trying to
offer
figure it
you
out.
the same thing I offered a few colleagues of yours. I'm planning on winning the European lottery with
Nice.
100 million euros in it.
Nice.
And then I will fund my own verticals, and then we can do all the shit I want to see.
That
With
sounds
no shack
great.
value. You know, when I recorded with Kirby Elwood, we pitched a $1 million idea for verticals, a serial one with six sequences, a criminal one with a detective, two detective leads, and all shot in Europe, Lithuania, Italy, Germany, Scotland, Istanbul.
That sounds great.
And in every country, they have to solve a new criminal case. No billionaire, no hospital scenes, no all the shit. But we will do a cereal one because I love that Candy Jar does cereals. It's the only
Yeah.
platform with cereals. And detective ones, you can hook the audience so great because everyone is thinking about who's the murderer. And we don't
Yeah.
need murderers with a lot of blood and stabbing. Psychological thriller, you know?
Yeah, I know. There's so many avenues that this medium could go in, and it would be really nice to start exploring them outside of, you know, the virgin auction, the forced abortion, the
When I recorded
complete
with Dylan
bullying and
Vox, the director and producer of the latest Private Vertical, I asked him how many bucks I have to bring up that he will do it with me in a cinematic style like he did with the pirate one, and he said I have to bring up a good budget would be 500,000 per vertical.
yeah.
And here in Germany we have a quiz show. It's a $1 million euro show. So I decided I already won money in a quiz show in Germany. So I decided I have to go through this million euro quiz show. Then we can fund the first two verticals. And Dylan said to me, when I will come up with the money, he will do with me this really great two verticals and he will sell it out to platforms for a good amount that we can redo the stuff. So if you want to hop on that train, let me know.
That sounds amazing. Yeah, I mean, I
Then I
have
will
a
give you a lovely n role, not an asshole, okay?
That sounds great. Yeah, I'm currently writing a enemies to lovers one that I'm excited about, where like
No,
the
because
female
when you
lead.
would be in this vertical, everyone would be sure that you are the murderer because you're always the asshole, and in the end, you are not.
That sounds great.
How great that would be.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah, I'm working on it. I haven't found the hidden billionaire, so I have to think about plan B, that's lottery, or plan C, that's the quiz show. But I'm on it. I'm on it.
Nice.
Yeah, I will keep you updated. Aaron, at the end of every episode, I'm asking a five question quickie. Everyone, the same five question. You said you can cook, and I want to know what's your favorite dish to eat?
Favorite dish to eat? I make a really good bolognese.
Bolognese
Yeah.
you can eat 24/7.
It's so good. It's so good. And I use these quinoa rice noodles that have like extra protein. So like it's kind of guilt-free. And I eat it. I crave it. I eat it at least once a week, at least.
I lived in Italy for a job for 6 months, and I went to an old nonna of a colleague of mine, and she showed me how to cook a really, really original, great bolognese.
Oh, sounds so good.
I love bolognese. I have here a big garden and my own chicken, and I will do the whole pasta and stuff by myself also.
Nice.
I
It's so
can
good.
every day. For breakfast, for lunch, for dinner,
Oh yeah.
doesn't matter.
And it's
Every
such a good,
time.
I mean, you get so many good there's so many good ingredients in it that like you can sustain yourself on bolognese for like a long time. It's so good.
I
Yeah.
truly can.
I 100% can. And I do.
Oh,
I
that's
do.
so good. With a bit of cheese in it,
Yeah.
or serve my pasta, bolognese, and a bit of cheese about.
So good.
Great. Now I'm starving.
I know. Same.
I think I have to cook tomorrow bolognese. Oh, yeah, I think I have to. So, you said before that you really love the Star Wars and stuff like that, but do you have any comfort movie? A movie you rewatched, I don't know, dozen of time, which makes you always so happy to see because you really like the movie?
Yeah, I mean any Star Wars movie, to be honest, or Lord of the Rings, all those are all comfort movies. Blade Runner, the original Blade Runner director's cut, is one of my favorite movies. That's my favorite monologue. The ending monologue, Rutger Hauer's ending monologue, is my absolute favorite monologue of all of them.
Yeah,
I
okay,
have
I
it.
cannot talk with you about this Star
It's
Wars,
okay.
and
It's okay. I completely
I'm
understand.
sorry.
Yeah,
No, that's so unbelievable for so many people. I think I'm outstanding, but I haven't seen it.
there's also I mean, there's a lot of other movies that are comfort movies for sure. Meet Joe Black is a wonderful movie.
That's a great one. I
That's
love
a
this
great
one.
movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you
Yeah,
have any
Gladiator.
movie from your childhood you loved really in your childhood?
The Princess Bride. Princess Bride is probably.
Because when I recorded with Jeff Violette, we spoke about Free Willy.
Free Willy. Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Princess Bride. And I guess that would probably be a comfort movie because every time I see it, like in a thumbnail, I usually watch it.
Okay.
But yeah, The Princess Bride would probably be pretty
And
close to the top.
that was a good one. And do you have any comfort music? Are you the type of, let me ask you that, because I have no clue if you are or not. Are you the type of carpool karaoke? Do you sing while you're driving in your car? Loud
Yeah,
and
I see, if I know the words, I sing along. If I don't know the words, I sing along. I change for every character, I listen to different music.
are you the
So
playlist type to get into character?
yeah, I
Okay.
always do different music for every character. But like lately I've been into, I don't know, I kind of go all over the place. I listen to a lot of I listen to a lot of like lo-fi hip hop, just instrumental, because it's just mellow and I can just like kind of turn my brain off. I did, like I said, I did a piano professor a month ago, so I did a lot of classical music for that. For a lot of the asshole roles, I'll listen to like hard rock, alt rock, like that kind of stuff. I tend to go back to synth wave, which is more like modern 80s music, like quite often, because I do like sci-fi and I like that vibe. Like Time Cop and stuff like that. Gunship's dope. The one of the directors I worked with in Turkey, he has a band called The Away Days, and his band is dope. I started listening to his music, and I was like, dude, I love this. This is amazing. So I listened to that quite a bit for like a month. But yeah, a lot of it has to do with like all whatever whoever my character is. I'll try to find new music that I haven't really listened to before in a new genre style, and then I'll just listen to that. And then I tend to go back to lo-fi instrumental hip hop, like cinematic scores. I'll listen to Star Wars. I'll listen to like Skyrim. I'll listen to Interstellar. I'll listen to like Howard Shore. Bunch of different people, like composers and stuff. Ludovico Einaudi is wonderful. Yeah, I'm kind of all over the place. I really don't listen to country music, and I really don't listen to rap. Although UK English rap is dope, I will listen to that anytime. So, like
Do you have
European
to
rap is
listen because
awesome.
of your daughters to songs like from Frozen? Let it
Oh
go
yeah,
and stuff.
Aurora's wonderful. I've listened to a number of her albums. She's very good.
I love Disney soundtracks, to be
Yeah,
honest.
I have a playlist of
That's
Disney
so
stuff. Like
good.
from there's some songs from Moana that are just absolutely insane. They hit the waterworks every time.
It is. No, Disney, Disney songs are all-time classic ones.
They are. And I wrote for like the entire for a whole year when the pandemic hit, I just wrote full time. And I listened to a lot of like podcasts about screenwriting and screenplays and stuff. And Pixar specifically, from like pretty much everyone, is our masters of storytelling. And so like their ability to tell a story and use music and all of that. I mean, if you think about Up, I don't know if you know Up
I
at
saw
all.
this one.
They have a visceral, strong emotional response from the audience within the first, like they have two of them within the first 10 minutes. Like, and within 2 minutes, you're already like in the story. And that's just such a wonderful, wonderful skill and a wonderful thing to do. But that's like, you know, the great animators and great storytellers of our time, to be honest.
True. That's true. Oh, I love the Pixar movie. Recently, I when I went to cinema, I watched a lot of this discography is about some, Bohemian Rhapsody about the Queen story. Then I
Yeah.
watched Rocket Man about the Elton John story.
John, yeah.
And recently dropped the story for Michael Jackson. I will watch that next week because I'm
Dude, I
curious
love
how
Michael
that.
Jackson, man. That guy
I
was
grew up
so
with Michael Jackson
good.
with the music. It was the first CD my sister ever had. I have an older
Really? That's
sister.
awesome.
Yeah. I really know my I've as I said, I have an older sister, and the first CD with this with the new hi-fi stuff she got for Christmas, it was a Michael Jackson CD. And I don't know if you know the German band Rammstein.
Oh yeah, I know Rammstein.
Yeah, she got a Rammstein CD and a Michael Jackson
Wow,
CD.
those are so opposite of each other. That's
Yeah.
wild.
Yeah, but if you live in Germany, you have to know Rammstein, you know?
I know Rammstein very, very much so. I listened to it in high school.
And this Michael Jackson album, it played every day in her room, every beep day. But I really liked this music. It was so good. And now a friend of mine sent me a WhatsApp today. Ah, oh, Michelle, I love this Michael Jackson movie's out. Do you want to watch it? Because we are always watching this music stories in cinema because of the sound and stuff like that. So I'm curious about how that will be. But Michael Jackson is all-time music you can listen to. It's
Yeah.
like ABBA
Yeah.
here in Germany. Every time, everywhere is played any ABBA songs. And a lot of people are saying, oh, ABBA, that's so shit. But everyone knows exactly how to sing along the text. So it's the good mood, the good mood music, you know?
So true.
So, two questions left. One of it, if I would come up to you and say, Aaron, I've never watched any verticals, which one of yours should I definitely have watched?
You've never watched any verticals. I mean, I love Yes Chef just because I love that character specifically. I had so much fun being that guy. Yes, Chef's a good one. Billionaire's Obsession's a good one.
That's a really good one. I rewatched it, I think, 4 times now.
Really? Oh, rad. I love that. Thank
Yeah.
you for that.
No, because
Yeah,
it
that
was
one,
really smooth.
and that one's a different character too for me, so that was really fun.
I was shocked how evil Douglas can be, to be honest.
Yeah, well, Doug is a wonderful actor, man. He is so good.
But so underestimated.
Yeah, he's so good. And I mean, and he does a lot of other films too. He's just very, very talented. Good friend of mine. I would love to do a because we had a lot of fun, me and him. We had a lot of fun on set together, and so doing a show with him, like a buddy cop comedy, would be so much fun. We would have so much fun doing that.
That
It'd be
would be good.
wild.
Okay, if I will win the lottery, you will get this show, okay?
Okay, sounds great. Yeah, I would love that. That'd be wonderful.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah,
No
and then if
problem.
if somebody wanted to watch a professor one, I guess Surrender to My Professor is the biggest one. But that one got a lot of people into verticals, I found out.
Yeah, true. That's true. We spoke about it also in, I don't know in which monthly recap, but I was quiet because I cannot watch
I
this
know.
movie.
I know. I mean, it would never happen. Well, actually, that's not completely true. So, like, my life, I'm living today because a friend of mine, she was 18 and she was dating her 32-year-old professor, and like he, yeah. So, it does happen, but it's not a normal thing.
I think it would be forbidden here in Germany.
Yeah, well, it's not a good thing here in the States either. Like, that's not supposed
Okay.
to
And no, if I'm thinking about my actual, no. They
Yeah.
could be all my child.
Yeah, dude.
Everyone could be my child.
Trust me, I understand.
Okay, then it's fine.
I understand.
You know, it's every time I got, we are changing the students every 3 months because of our system of the university. And I received the actual students from the 1st of April. And every time when I'm entering the new course, I don't know why, but this vertical stuff comes into my mind and I'm checking. No, this time also.
Yeah.
No, simply no.
That's
So
so funny.
I'm sure that my students don't even know about verticals, and that's good.
Yeah, right.
That's good. Yeah. Otherwise, no. We spoke before that you want to have more comedy ones, but I want to know which genre you want to see more, or maybe total new in the vertical space.
I want to see some sci-fi.
Like
That's
Star
kind of
Wars, the stuff or what?
like Star Wars stuff, just like science fiction stuff. Like, let's do some time travel. Let's do some dystopian future. Let's do some space. Let's do some like I mean, we can have drama with like something like Interstellar. I just watched that. I was on a plane for like forever, so I was watching I watched Alita Battle Angel, which is I love that movie. It's a great movie. But just like more just science fiction, Dune's awesome, Star Wars is awesome, Star
Would you be
Trek's
in
awesome.
for a Western? Because I don't know why, but I can imagine you so good as a cowboy.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I would 100% do a
Can
Western.
you ride a
Western would be great.
horse?
Yeah. Not well, but I can. If I grew up riding, so I've ridden quite a bit in my life, but I haven't in a number of years, let's say that. So like I know that I can ride a horse, but I have to just get back in the saddle and I would need some time.
Yeah, a bit of training, but throw a
Yeah.
lasso and stuff.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
No,
Do that.
because I don't know why, but I could really imagine you as a cowboy. I don't know why, but
Thanks. Yeah, I would love to do that. When I was a kid, there was a like a number of years where I only wore cowboy boots. So Until I grew out of them. I had a pair of cowboy boots that I wore until they were too small and hurt my feet.
Maybe you should get one again.
I do have two pairs of cowboy boots, so I'd be into it. I
And
did a
also a
short
cowboy
film.
hat.
Yeah, I do have a cowboy hat. I do.
Maybe you should do some headshots, you know, with the cowboy hat that all the people, because lately they shot the first Western ones. A Western got out with Jackson Tiller lately.
Yeah. No, I know. I saw that. And Jackson's awesome, dude. But it's so funny. He and I go out for a lot of the same stuff. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's why I'm.
Yeah, no, totally. I appreciate that. Yeah, I would absolutely love to do a cowboy one. That'd be great. Ideally a cowboy one that doesn't include virgin auctions or,
These virgin auctions
a
are
bunch of
following up you every
yeah, a
day,
bunch of
huh?
violence and a bunch of like forced abortions and surrogacy. That'd be great if we didn't do any of that. Like we could just go for like a Hallmark movie kind of situation would be
And I
nice.
would be very thankful if you wouldn't do that
Yeah.
with this.
Same.
Okay, so I'm counting on you, Aaron.
Okay, cool.
No
I
more
will.
asshole, or not really asshole roles, okay?
I'll try, man. I'll try.
Okay, I will give you a message when I won, and then we can start planning the good guy Aaron career or
That
stuff like
sounds
that.
perfect. I would love that.
I will count on you that you will get ready with a cowboy dress, and you can count on me that I will get the money somewhere to do
Okay,
one.
perfect. Let's do it.
And then
Let's
we
do it. I'll
will
get some
meet
cowboy
maybe
headshots.
in Germany.
Ooh, I would love that. Very much.
We will do that.
Very much would love that.
Aaron, I thank you so much for your time. I wish you a, what day is it? Tuesday? Yeah, Tuesday.
It is Tuesday.
Sorry,
Thank you.
I'm a bit.
No, that's perfect. Trust me, I understand. I hardly ever know what day it is.
Here it's already, as you see, evening, so
Wow.
for
Well,
me,
yeah,
the
thanks
day
for
is
taking the
over.
time as well.
You're welcome. I want to talk with you, so I was more than willing to bring this.
Sweet. Yeah, and thanks for being patient too. My schedule this year has been.
I'm an Aries. I'm normally not patient, but as I said, some people are worth to wait, so
Thank you. Yeah, I've had a
it's
yeah,
fine.
juggling family and all these verticals, which I'm very, very thankful for, has been it's been a trek for
I
sure.
can tell you now, I would have waited 2 months or 3 months longer. Doesn't matter.
Now that you
It's
know
okay.
I'm not an asshole, right?
Sorry for saying that so open.
Not at all. I mean, it's great. I mean, that just means I'm doing my job right. If you think I'm an asshole,
Yeah,
then
I
it's like,
hated
well,
you
that's
a
what I've been
few
playing,
times.
so that makes sense.
No, a good friend of mine asked me, she's also in the vertical stuff. I don't tell you now the name of her because I'm sure you have heard about her because you reposted stuff of her. So she said to me, "Why are you recording with Aaron Oberst? I don't know if I like him." And I said, "Yeah, that's the thing. I don't like his roles, but I'm sure he can be a nice guy."
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you can just put out word on the street that yeah, my roles are super opposite my personality. Super opposite my personality.
Okay, I will. Now you have the possibility to say it to everyone. Are you an asshole in private life? Yes or no?
I try my hardest not to be. I'm human, but
That's good. That's good
yeah.
saying.
I'm a
Aaron,
human,
thank
but
you
I
so
try not to
much.
be. Thank you so
Have a
much. I
great day
appreciate it.
and a great time. I'll inform you when I got the money, okay?
You too. Sounds wonderful.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
This is a wrap on this episode, and I hope you tune in again.